The 2001 movie Training Day provided the vehicle for Denzel Washington to capture his first Best Actor Academy Award. Washington had previously taken home an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. It could be argued that because Washington was already an established star, that the Best Actor statuette didn't boost his career as much as it would for someone unknown. However, the award and the morality tale about one very crooked cop did help to catapult its director, Antoine Fuqua, to Hollywood's A-list.
Jason, that monkey strong, crackhead, anyway, you know they'd have killed you without hesitating.
That's why they belong in prison.
For what? They got beat down, they lost their rock, they lost their money, the message from Hillside probably gonna smoke them. I mean, Jesus, what more you want?
I want justice, right?
Is that not justice?
That's street justice.
What's wrong with street justice?
Oh, just let the animals wipe themselves out.
God willing.
After years of directing music videos, TV commercials, and two modest features of his own, with Training Day, Antoine Fuqua was in heavy demand. He's now one of the very few African-American film directors heading up big-budget motion pictures. His new movie, Tears of the Sun, starring Bruce Willis and Monica Bellucci, opened this weekend, and Antoine Fuqua joins us from NPR West. Welcome. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
I want to just give a brief synopsis of the plot of your new film, Tears of the Sun. It's a group of Navy SEALs led by the character Lieutenant A.K. Waters, played by Bruce Willis. They go off on a mission to Nigeria, which is experiencing a civil war, brutal ethnic cleansing. They go to rescue a doctor and end up saving the lives of scores of refugees. And the Willis character breaks not only the rules of engagement, but his own rules about not getting involved. What attracted you to this screenplay?
The opportunity to expose some of the events and the atrocities that take place in Africa, you know, within the Hollywood system. Because you don't see it that often. Also, an opportunity to shine some light on the special forces groups like Navy SEALs, guys who go into these places and face these sort of situations.
Mm. Let's talk about first the events in Africa. In the beginning of the movie, what we see is kind of grainy TV footage. We see someone being shot, but there's a lot of like snow on the screen. From the audience's perspective, this is how we experience what happens in Africa. We often see it sort of secondhand. Was your purpose then to bring this movie audience right in to that reality?
It was. I wanted to bring people as close as I can get you into it. We had much more. The images were stronger, and I had to trim them down, obviously. But my director's cut was much more brutal. I don't think it could have been brutal enough. Truthfully, because of the documentaries that I studied and things that inspired me were much more horrifying.
Elaborate on that, the kind of homework you did for this.
I watched several documentaries, one called Cry Free Town about Sierra Leone, another one called Delta Force about Nigeria, about Shell oil companies running pipelines through villages like what you saw in the film. And when people would complain, the police would show up and they would cut off the hands of people and different things. Mm. Those events that were documented, they're the reason I wanted to make the movie.
You've said it's important to you to use real locations for filming. When you did Training Day, it was important that you filmed in certain neighborhoods in Los Angeles. Tears of the Sun is set in Africa, but you filmed in Hawaii. Mm. How did that affect what you wanted to do?
Well, at first, I wanted to film, obviously, in Africa. I fought for that. But at the time, it was post 9/11. It would have probably been irresponsible to, on my part, to take a crew away from their families and things like that. It was difficult at first, but then once I convinced Sony to bring in real Africans, it helped. Because for me, once I went through the film and went through the script and thought about it, it was really just about the people. And the jungle's a jungle.
A lot of the people you used were from Sudan, some of the lost boys of Sudan, as they were called.
Yeah, there was six of them.
Hmm. Did they talk to you about what they'd been through, and then did you use that when you were dealing with the film?
Yeah, almost every day. Really, the whole time I was there, I couldn't hear enough. Some of them were just overwhelming, and I try to avoid them for a couple of days and not talk to them about it because it was too much. And, you know, obviously some would break down crying when I would film certain scenes.
Hmm. Do you introduce something symbolic when you introduce us to the main character? When LT, the Bruce Willis character, meets Dr. Kendricks, he's in darkness and she's in light. Deliberately?
Absolutely. For me, it was the heart of darkness. I wanted it to be Bruce's heart. The whole movie is designed really based on his character and Monica's character. He's in the black face, obviously, that's what they do. He's in the shadows a lot in the beginning. She's in the light. I mean, it's Rembrandt, you know, light and shadow, playing with that. Also, the whole world around them, when you look at it, you think of Africa, normally you think of the sun, and it was dark most of the time, like him.
Dr. Kendricks, we're here to get you out. Now, I suggest you go find the priest, go find the nuns, and get your things packed up and get ready to move. This jungle is filling up with rebel troops. When they get to this mission, they will kill everything they see. What part of that plan do you know?
The border of Cameroon is only 40 miles away. You could fly these people out in a half hour's time, Lieutenant.
Can't do that, man.
Why not?
Because my orders are very clear. Evacuate the priest, you, and the two nuns.
What about those who can walk? We can take them out on foot.
They are not my responsibility. You are my responsibility, Dr. Kendricks.
You've said you've been influenced by the movie Apocalypse Now, Francis Ford Coppola. Mm-hmm. Do we see that influence in Tears of the Sun?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, Bruce is Kurtz. I mean, imagine Kurtz in our time, you know, not Vietnam, but now, a guy that's really dark. He's close to going over the edge. You know, he's too old to continue to do this. He's seen way too much darkness. He's the type of guy you got to get out of there quick, because how much can you take, which is what makes him change. Kurtz went the other way. Mm. Bruce's character goes towards the light.
Is there a chance your film might be misinterpreted? Especially in terms of the current climate, the prospect of war.
Apparently it has already, I guess the Wall Street Journal has some things to say about that. It's misinterpreted as a pro-war film. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It really doesn't. It's really about man's inhumanity to man and a man making a conscious decision to do the righteous thing, to just help another person. And the idea of helping someone that's so foreign to you could mean anything. It could be just, you know, an old lady getting her purse snatched, you know, do something about it, or a child being abused next door, you know, somebody that you don't know, go knock on their door if you think that's what's going on. And that's truly the simple point of the story, is just to try to help. But I'm not trying to say one way or the other whether we should go to war. It's been turned into that type of a situation.
In Training Day, you know, your two lead actors were nominated. Ethan Hawke, I believe, for Best Supporting Actor, and of course Denzel Washington won the Best Actor. But you were passed over as Best Director.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I'm not really sure how that happens. I'm sure there's some politics involved. I'd like to believe that. But I guess my time will come. I guess it's up to the gods of the Academy to decide when I'm ready to get some attention there. I'll just keep on doing the work.
Well, you know, the last nomination for a black director was John Singleton, and that was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
For Boys
yeah.
in the Hood. I mean, how open is the Hollywood, as you say, the gods of Hollywood, to minorities?
I think they're open as far as the actors. For some reason, they're a little more open when it comes to people in front of the camera as opposed to behind the camera. It's hard to explain. I like to think it's not just racism. But I think some people are racist. I've walked in rooms before and I can see it in their face. I've heard comments made. They don't even know that they're making a racist comment. You know, so it's not gone away. And there is a problem. The only way around it, I think, is just to do strong work.
Is this a little overwhelming for you? I mean, you know, one day, I mean, doing commercials. The next day, you know, multi-million dollar projects. I mean, when you catch your breath, what do you say to yourself? Are you still kind of Antoine from the street?
Oh, no question. Yeah, I'm the same guy from the street for sure, but that's all I got. Whenever it gets overwhelming, I just sit back and say, just focus on the work. If I can put something strong on the screen and have a voice as a filmmaker, that's my job. And when I think about it that way, as just a craftsman, it helps focus it. And I can get away from all the overwhelming things of the business.
Director Antoine Fuqua. His latest film, Tears of the Sun, opened this weekend. He joined us from NPR West. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.